This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I am Jeremy Lopez, and I hope everyone is doing great today, hopefully surviving, not getting sick from the coronavirus. I tell you, people ask me all the time, they say, how on earth, you know, what are we going to do? How on earth am I supposed to stay in the house all day long with my family? I'm like, well, you know what, maybe it's God's way to say stay home and make memories with your family. I mean, hey, what better place than you're being forced to stay home from a virus, but to have fun with your children, have fun with your family, have fun with your spouses. This is exactly what we need to be doing anyway. So you know what? Hey, all is well. But I hope you're actually listening to me today. As you probably know, I'm actually in my office at my house today, simply because of the fact that with the virus, you know, we're all sort of staying home, staying put in our homes and working remotely from there. So I'm loving every moment. The fact that I can still reach out to all of you guys and we can connect and we can begin to talk and we can begin to drink coffee. We can begin to have our moment together in God. All right. So today I want to talk to you guys about something that I'm not really a big fan of talking about the positive, the negatives or the falsehood of something, but I really wanted to bring something out today to where it'll help all of you guys out because, you know, I talk about awakening a whole lot. And of course, I wrote a book called The Awakening Factor, which I'm going to sort of emphasize actually and maybe do another book soon to go even deeper than that. But I really wanted to bring forth something today on what I consider more of the negativity or the falsehood of that of awakening, because I think sometimes we think that awakening is this and this and this, and a lot of times certain signs are actually not signs of a true, authentic, organic spiritual awakening that we need in our lives. And so I wanted to talk about that for a couple minutes today, if we could, that I believe will really help all of you out today. One of the things I've realized when it deals with sort of a falsehood or falseness of spiritual awakening is basically acting nice. Now you might think, well, duh, but the truth is, so many people think, well, I must be having a spiritual awakening because I'm doing what's right. I'm acting nice. The truth is, folks, spiritual awakening has nothing to do with acting nice. It has nothing to do with you doing good deeds now and doing good things. Spiritual awakening comes from something that is deep within us. And spiritual awakening happens when we begin to shift our paradigm and we see the behavioral patterns of our lives change. When we begin to see that our lives are seeing through a different scope, a different set of lenses and than how we used to see through. And so there's signs of spiritual awakening that happens to us all the time, but one of the false signs of spiritual awakening is not acting nice. It's not, well, I'm starting to do better things now. I'm starting to do good. That's not a good one. You know, even people who, you know, claim Christianity will begin to tell you that, you know, when it deals with the fact of, you know, being good, it's not by works as any man should boast. Well, that's true. It's not about deeds and works and me acting good and being good. It's about the kingdom and it's about a shift in consciousness. Think about that. When we have a major shift in consciousness, that means something is shifting us to see better, to hear with more clarity, to get a different viewpoint of something that maybe before was a stumbling block to us, seeing it from a different point of view that we couldn't see it from that angle before. And so when we're dealing with spiritual awakening, being nice and doing good deeds is not part of a true, authentic spiritual awakening. Now, number two I want to bring out is something very important as well, and that is this, because a lot of times people struggle with this, and I see a lot of Christian people that really actually don't understand the difference between ego and pride versus true humility and living right. You know, when the Bible says something to the effect of, you know, decrease that God can increase in us, what that means is exactly what it means. It means decreasing not in our behavior, not in our personality, not in our name. It means decreasing the things of things outside of God. When you feel like you can do it all on your own and you don't need any help from anyone else. And so we're decreasing even from limitations. And God is increasing within us unlimitedness, if I can talk today, unlimitedness, which means we decrease in limitations and we increase in the place of living in the unlimited realm. And that's the place God desires for us to live in. And so when we're talking about spiritual awakening, we're talking about falsehoods and falseness of spiritual awakenings. Another one I claim is thinking you're good and others are evil. Think about that. When you think that you're good and everyone else now is evil because now you've awakened to the fact that everybody around you is bad and now you're no longer that bad person because now I've turned good. Now I'm doing good things and everyone else tends to be bad. One of the things I see in Christianity today that really is a hindrance and it bothers me severely is the fact that people think they're better than someone else. The truth is, Christians never should claim that I'm better, I'm smarter, I'm wiser, I'm better. I mean, the truth is, we've got to come to the place we understand that we're all trying to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We're all trying to understand that now that you have awakened to something, to a reality of who Christ is, and to that Christ conscious mind, then you have to realize that you would be moving more into humility and loving people outside of your belief now even more than you did before. So being good and recognizing other people are evil, that is not at all coming close to spiritual awakening. Because what you're doing is you've moved into a spiritual egotistical mentality. You've moved into a spiritual pride mentality. You've moved into something that what I call separation, division. One of the things that we have to understand is Christianity was never supposed to be established as a religion. It was never supposed to be established as four walls, us four no more. It was supposed to be where Jesus went about doing good, hitting all that were sick and oppressed the devil. The church is a spiritual entity in which people begin to become likened unto that of Christ. It's not about denominations. You know, when people talk to me about denominations or even non-denominational churches are just as religious in the sense of being a denomination just as much as denominational churches are. Because the truth is, why can't we just be a church, period? And not put a label, not put a name. And if something goes on in the church and the Holy Spirit, it just goes on. If something happens where it doesn't, you know, in the sense of, you know, where people are not dancing or you're singing a hymn or whatever the case may be, let's just be. Let's just be people that are being and let the Holy Spirit just take over. And when we think of churches, there comes a separation. Now, people sometimes get a little aggravated with me when I say this, but the word denomination actually means separate. It means division. So we can prophetically see right there and then that it's a division. God is against division. It's talking about separation. God's against separation. So denominations have never been established from day one because it's speaking its truth through its own prophecy, and that is it's causing division. That's what it means. And so when you think about that from a standpoint of spiritual awakening, then you realize why do we tend to look and say, oh, hallelujah, I've been awakened. And I recognize now that I'm better than these people, that I actually can do better things because these people are wrong and I'm the one that's right now because I have the truth. And anyone that knows me knows I will tear up that whole paper when it deals with the truth, because truth is a person called Christ. Truth is a person. And that person, the idea for that person is to spread abroad a Christ conscious mentality to receive and understand who Christ Jesus was. And so because of that, we have to remember that it's not about recognizing people as being false now. It's not about recognizing that they're horrible people or bad people, and now I'm the good one. You know, it's like Amy Grant once said in her song, "Baby, I'm the lucky one." Well, you know, you're not the lucky one, okay? And that doesn't mean you're better than everyone else. And that's the falseness of spiritual awakening. True spiritual awakening draws people closer to you. And you might say, I perceive that they're evil now. I perceive that I'm good and they're evil. Okay, well, it's interesting because the Bible says, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. So that one scripture alone destroys your manna that you've been eating from on that subject or that issue of thinking you are now more powerful, more awakened, and now you've recognized the evilness in other people. Spiritual, I'm going to say something very, very strong that I want you to think about, because most people don't think about this. Spiritual awakening does not recognize evil. Spiritual awakening does not recognize evilness. Spiritual awakening that happens inside of us recognizes the Christ. Spiritual awakening recognizes the part of us that needs to move into a place of redemption, meaning the fact that I'm no longer better than everyone else, but I'm actually separate in consciousness, but yet the awakening that's happened within my consciousness has shifted me to love more and to prepare a table for those that are opposite from me now to draw them closer into my world. Let me explain to you what I mean by that. If you think of people who say, you know, have your friends close but your enemies closer, can I tell you just pretty much how biblical that really is? Think about that. Have your friends close but your enemies closer. You know, that type of mentality, because if God is telling you to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies, when I think of a table, I think of maybe a 5x5, maybe 4x4, 6x6 table, and I'm sitting directly across from my enemy, and I'm eating with my enemy. I'm eating with those that I perceive to be wrong, evil, bad. Oh, you know, those people that, and maybe for you, you might have perceived, I've awakened to charismaticism, I've awakened to the Holy Spirit, now I'm speaking in tongues, laying hands on people, prophesying, and now I recognize that those enemies were the religious folk in the Baptist and Methodist church. You know, let me explain this to you. You have not gone the opposite of spiritual awakening. Spiritual awakening does not recognize a separation. Spiritual awakening does recognize a division. Spiritual awakening recognizes a oneness, that we're all trying to work out our own salvation, fear and trembling, that we recognize the Christ in one another. It's interesting to me that even in Buddhism and in Hinduism and in India and countries like that, they recognize the word namaste. And namaste basically is saying that the light in me recognizes the light in you, or the Christ in me recognizes the Christ in you. To Buddhists, it actually represents the Buddha in me recognizes the Buddha in you. And you might say, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that on a podcast and we're claiming to be Christians. Well, you know, I love you, but you're getting a little religious on me. So back off, okay? Back off and think about it. Take a deep breath. And basically what I'm trying to let you know is namaste is a powerful word, because it's letting me know that I recognize and see the thing that's in me. Now I see it within you. And it might not be maybe as big in me, in you, as it maybe is growing in me, because Jesus said, I'm the light that lighteth every man. So there's a light in every single human being on planet Earth. So let me just say that to those religious folk who like to live in the us for no more mentality. Jesus is a light that lighteth every man, meaning that every single person on planet Earth, all of them, every one of them has a light from God inside of them. So don't act like that they're not, because Jesus said, I'm the light that lighteth every man. So we understand that from that verse. And realizing that, we realize that a true spiritual awakening within inside of us is automatically opening us up to see now that there's a fire in me that was once a light, that was once a candlestick. And now I'm recognizing that it's a flame. Now I'm recognizing the fact that it's a raging fire. Now I'm recognizing the fact that within other people, there's that still small flame. There's that small flicker. There's that candlestick still within people. And now that I'm recognizing the Christ in me and the Christ in them, then now my job is to iron sharpen iron, like the Bible says. Now my job is to help sharpen those around me, not correcting those around me, not letting them know how super spiritual I am now because I've awakened. You know, oh, I'm awakened. And just because you use big words does not mean you have awakened, folks. You know, when I use the words, you know, consciousness, awakening, spirituality, when I use the, you know, Christ, these words don't make me more spiritual. They don't make me more awakened. It just means I'm using a different terminology. That's it. So don't be hung up on terminology and feeling as if someone's using that means they must be spiritual awakened. That's not true. Spiritual awakening is when you recognize the power of the light of Christ in humanity. And when you do, you realize my job is to not quote-unquote change them, but disciple them by actually living it out loud and sharing my faith of what has been happening within inside of me, not what needs to happen at you. That's the key thing here. Spiritual awakening doesn't recognize the fact that you're bad, you're evil, you're wrong, you're bad. It recognizes the fact in the New Testament, when we get into the New Testament part of it, because I know some people would like to love to argue with me on Old Testament scriptures about this, but unfortunately, I'm not an Old Testament person. I am a New Testament person. And because I'm a New Testament person, I recognize the fact that Christ died for humanity, and there is a repentance from John the Baptist that basically doesn't mean, oh my God, confess your sins. That has nothing to do with that. Repentance has nothing to do with sin. I'm going to make it very plain to you. Repentance is not a Christian word. Repentance is an old word, and it literally means to shift and change in consciousness, to shift the opposite direction and see it from a different angle, or go the opposite direction and from what you do, from the way you've been living. So what it means here is, when John the Baptist once again presented himself to the people. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That means repent how you've looked at the kingdom. In other words, shift your mind of how you've seen the kingdom. Shift your mind and seeing the kingdom now from a different angle. Shift your mind from now recognizing the kingdom is actually here, where your old paradigm, your mindset didn't perceive that it actually was here. And guess what? You're now, your whole life is now shifting and changing, because now the Messiah that you've been believing for has now come to earth and now is here walking among you. And so therefore you understand that repentance means basically, hey, you got to change the way you've been thinking, because now all that stuff we've been hoping for, it's now here. So now you got to change the way you've been thinking to recognize it's now here living in us, as opposed to the mentality that we were raised in, talking about New Testament, Old Testament people, in the sense of it's coming one day. The coming is no longer relevant. Now he came. And so now he's among us. And so repentance means that. It means take a deeper look, or deeper, or harder look, or by a different point of view, and or it also represents a fact of going the opposite direction in your thinking process. So no, repentance does not mean confess your sins and ask God to forgive you. That's forgiveness. Know the difference between forgiveness and repentance. And so when you're thinking about spiritual awakening, you're coming to the reality that spiritual awakening is telling you right now that it's not about how evil or bad you are, or how good you are. It means you're recognizing the Christ within you, and now you're recognizing the Christ within other people, and now your job is to help shed abroad the light that you've recognized that's inside of you, shed abroad the power of revelation that happens to you now daily, shed abroad the power of insight and wisdom and prophecy and all these different things that now you felt like was asleep in you, now is awakened in you. And now that you've recognized that, you don't recognize people as being evil or bad now, because now you're better than them. You recognize the fact that, you know what, we're all working this out, and I see each one of you, and I recognize what has been in me that has been asleep and now is awakened is now asleep in you, and it wants to awaken as well. And the best thing I need to do is begin to sharpen you by sharing with you my story, sharing with you my journey, sharing with you the great powerful things that I've seen happen in my life. And what happens is that begins to sharpen and awaken. And the Bible says, awakest thou who sleeps and slumbers. It didn't say dead, it says awakest thou. So these people are dead, asleep, not dead. And so when you think about it from that angle, you recognize the fact there's just a sleeping mechanism that needs to come into an adjustment, which means bringing them to a place of waking up. Hey, dude, wake up. You know, there's something new on the horizon. See this from a different point of view. Something's beginning to happen. Look what's inside of you. That's when we begin to understand the power of spiritual awakening. It doesn't mean we separate ourselves to recognize the fact that I'm better than you. I'm good now when that you're evil. Not at all. It recognizes the part of us that brings us to humility. And it recognizes the fact that all of us need redemption. All of us need the power to awaken. All of us need the power to recognize that which lies within us. And our job is to help awaken and recognize the power by first awakening and recognizing that which lies within inside of me. And when I do, then I can be able to live that a little louder and watch and see the salvation of the Lord begin to live it through me and help wake you up to hit that same power of salvation that Christ gave us. And so that's why we hear on, you know, when Jesus died, because people get so tripped up about this. That's why Jesus said, I've come to bring you life and life more abundantly. He died to give you life and life more abundantly. He didn't say anything about anything else. He says he died to give you life. So there's a newness and awakening of life. And so many people today are asleep and then sort of dead in consciousness, for lack of better words, when it deals with their lives, because they think this is all there is. They think there's nothing more, nothing new under the sun, which the Bible does mention nothing new under the sun. But to them, they take it from a different point of view. And then they recognize the fact that within this life, you know what, I have no hope. I have no one that's walking beside me. I have no one speaking to me in my ear, giving me hope and a bright future. I don't feel any exhortation, edification, or comfort. Like there's no one. I feel like I'm all alone. When God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But yet they don't understand that. They don't recognize that. So our recognizing comes from spiritual awakening, to recognize that which has already been there, to say, I've never left you. In fact, I knew you before you were ever in your mother's womb. And if I knew you, which means yadav, intimacy, that means I got you pregnant, lowered you into the earth to begin to produce that which you thought you didn't realize you had, but you've been producing it. Now I'm going to awaken you to the fact that you've been producing it all along. And then I'm going to awaken other things in you that you have not even awakened to begin to discover that now you can do these mighty acts of God as well with inside of you. So spiritual awakening is a powerful thing, very powerful. But I want to be able to, I want to bring clarity today on the issues of good and bad and that type of evilness, and I'm separate now, I'm no longer like you. When people look at this and they say, well, doesn't the Bible say, but Jeremy, you're looking over the scripture that says, about separating yourself, because the scripture says, separate yourself, like Paul and Barnabas, talked about, and you're not part of the world, be separate, says the Lord. Well, here's the key thing. You have to remember, be separate, says the Lord, represents a fact of separating from the systematic way of people's consciousness of how they've been thinking, because there's a humanistic point of view. There's a systematic way in which all humans tend to feed the Kool-Aid, drink the Kool-Aid for, and feed into, that feels as if this system is the only way to be it, the only way to make it, the only way to survive. And this system doesn't include anything about a God or anything about an awakening or spirituality, period. And so, yes, the system of this world is what you should come from out of. Doesn't mean the world, because the Bible says the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and everything in it. So it actually mentions the world in that phrase. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and everything in it, or the cosmos. And so everything belongs to God. Every single thing. But there's a thinking, a systematic way of thinking that humans tend to think, and when we get caught up in that, as opposed to the higher consciousness, a higher level of using the mind of Christ, then we're going to think, for example, this is it. There's nothing else. I have no hope. I have no one there to help me, no one there to guide me, no one there to instruct me. And yet the whole time, he's been there all along. So you separate yourself from a worldliness of thinking, not necessarily from the earth, because if not, you're not going to move to Mars, are you? You can't move to Mars. And so possibly one day we might could. Who knows? But the idea is to separate yourself from a consciousness of humanism, a consciousness in which humans tend to think that is the best way. That's what you separate yourself from. You don't separate yourself necessarily from people, And so understand that idea, because true spiritual awakening, I'll close with this, true spiritual awakening brings us to more of a unity, a oneness, and a place of divine humility. And if I be lifted up, I'll draw men to me. How is he lifted up? When we decrease the systematic humanistic way that we once thought in, and we begin to allow him to increase in us in the unlimitedness, and moving into the place of knowing I can do all things through Christ, moving to the place that nothing should separate me from the love of God, moving into a place of understanding I'll never leave you nor forsake you, moving into a place of understanding I'm pressing towards the mark of the high call, And more and more. Others and other scriptures that we can move into that. That's when you understand that he will attract or draw all men unto you. That's what it means. The word draw means drag. He will literally drag all men unto him. And guess where he's living? Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's attracting and he's drawing and he's pulling humanity into you. Into me I see, which is considered intimacy. When I'm intimate with the Lord, into me I see. He sees within me. And other people begin to take a look inside of me as well to see the Christ in me that awakens the Christ in them. And I'll guess what? Then we begin to realize things begin to happen and change. And so that's what spiritual awakening, folks, is all about. And it gives God glory when we begin to awaken to live a better life, a higher version of ourselves, to live a life where we're taking care of the poor, feeding the widows, we're giving to people. We're not acting like we're better than anybody else, because we're not, but we're beginning to recognize salvation and bring them up a level, bring humanity up another notch, a little higher, a little closer to the place where they understand who they really are. And that's what we call spiritual awakening. Folks, thank you so much for tuning into our podcast. You guys are such a blessing to me. I thoroughly love each and every one of you. You're a big part of my family here at the ministry. I hope and pray that every one of you stay safe in Jesus' name. Stay away from that stupid crud, the virus. And you know what? Economy and prosperity is going to be ours. And I'm not even going to say again, because it's already ours. And I want to tell you right now, by the way, before I close, during this time period, besides spending time with your family, remember, what a great, powerful opportunity we have, that we could stay home in our homes, since we have to, and study. study to show yourself approved. I really want to ask each and every one of you, go to the website, identitynetwork.net. If you want to make a donation to support our ministry, you know, during this times, hey, go for it. We'd love to see you do that. But you know what would be mean a lot to me is click under the word that says courses and programs at the top of our website. There's a toolbar. Scroll over and it says courses and programs. If you highlight over the word courses, that drop-down menu will appear. Those are all my schools. What a great opportunity right now, folks. You can download an entire school within minutes to your computer, and you can start listening to all my audios of teachings. You can read the ebooks that come within a lot of the courses, and these are powerful times. You can begin to say, hey, this entire time I wasn't non-productive. I began to study to show myself approved, and when the virus is over, you come out smarter, you come out wiser, you come out more knowledgeable. Come on, how's that, folks? So check out one of my courses today. I know you'd love them. You can download every one of them to your computer and start on them within minutes. So each one of you have a blessed, powerful day today, and we'll talk to you soon. And don't forget to go and create the life that you know God meant for you to have.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.